From Spark in Anvil and Ratio Realm, this is Pair and Unit, in Chapter 1 of the Ratio Realm cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced by Gemini 2.5.
The harvest market in Loomly drew vendors from three different provinces. There were always three cloth stalls. There were always two butter stalls. There were always five vegetable stalls. The mayor of Loomly liked to keep these counts steady because the marketplace was, in the mayor's words, easier to look at if you knew what you were looking at. Pear came up to the market that morning to buy butter for her aunt. Unit came up to the market because he had not been to Loomly in 11 years and wanted to see whether the prices had changed. They met at the cloth stalls. This was an accident. Pear was looking for the butter end of the market. Unit was checking the prices of woolen bolts. He had once been a peddler of woolens. He still checked the prices wherever he went. They both arrived at the cloth stalls at the same time. They both knew each other from the academy. They both stopped to chat. While they were chatting, an argument broke out next to them. A young farmer was at the middle cloth stall, holding a length of brown wool against his chest. He was pointing furiously at the other two stalls. "This is 11 coppers for an arm span," he said to the middle stall's vendor. "That one over there is 8 coppers a bolt. That one further down is 1 copper a yard. You're cheating me. I can buy the same cloth cheaper anywhere else." The middle vendor, who was an old woman with very calm hands, said, "I don't think so. My cloth is the same as theirs." "Then why do you charge more?" The old woman said, "I don't think I do." The farmer threw the brown wool back onto the stall and turned to leave. Unit said, very politely, "Excuse me, may I help?" The farmer paused. Pear, who had been listening, said, "Please, we are math teachers. We do this all day. Let us untangle it." The farmer looked at them. Then he looked at the old woman. Then he sighed.
"Untangle it then," he said. Unit walked over to the three cloth stalls. He noted the prices. Stall 1, Mira's, 8 coppers per bolt. Stall 2, the old woman's, 11 coppers per arm span. Stall 3, Brand's, 1 copper per yard. He took a small notebook from his pocket. He wrote each price down. "Three different prices," he said. "Three different units. Bolt, arm span, yard. These are not comparable as written."
"They are fixed pairings," Pear said quietly. "Each price is a ratio. Stall 1 is 8 coppers for 1 bolt. Stall 2 is 11 coppers for 1 arm span. Stall 3 is 1 copper for 1 yard. Three ratios. We just have to find a common second side for the ratios." Unit nodded. "Per 1. Per 1 of the same thing." He turned to the farmer. "Tell me, how many yards is a bolt?"
The farmer thought. "A bolt is 8 yards. Everybody knows that."
"And an arm span?"
"An arm span is about 1.5 yards. Mine is a hair more than my brother's. We round it to 1.5 yards.
Unit wrote in the notebook, "1 bolt equals 8 yards. 1 arm span equals 1.5 yards. He drew a line. He worked through each price. Stall 1, 8 coppers per bolt equals 8 coppers per 8 yards equals 1 copper per yard. Stall 2, 11 coppers per arm span equals 11 coppers per 1.5 yards equals 7.33 coppers per yard. Stall 3, 1 copper per yard equals 1 copper per yard."
He underlined the per yard prices. "Stalls 1 and 3, he said. "Same price, 1 copper per yard. Stall 2, more than 7 coppers per yard. Stall 2 is more than 7 times as expensive." The farmer's eyes went wide.
"I knew it," he said. "She is cheating me."
"Hang on," Pear said. She had been studying the cloth on the old woman's stall while Unit ran the numbers. "Look at this cloth." She picked up a length of the brown wool. She rubbed it between her fingers. She held it up to the light. "This isn't the same cloth as the others," she said. "This is finer. The weave is tighter. The wool has been combed twice, not once. This is a different product. You're not paying for the same yardage. You're paying for a different grade of cloth." The old woman, who had been watching with her calm hands folded in her lap, nodded. "3 pass wool," she said. "Costs more to make. The sheep are different. The carding is different.
the price is higher. The farmer's anger drained from his face. He went from being cheated to being confused in about 3 seconds. Then how do I compare? He said. If the cloth isn't the same, I can't compare prices.
You compare the same things, Pear said gently. Per yard, per same grade. Stalls 1 and 3 are the same grade. Stall 2 is a different grade. You can compare stall 1 to stall 3. Both 1 copper per yard. You can't compare stall 2 to either of them directly.
Then what is stall 2 for?
For people who want finer cloth, Pear said. Who want a 1-to-1 ratio of stitches per inch instead of a 1-to-2. The fixed pairing is different. The price reflects the pairing. The farmer looked at all 3 stalls. Then he looked at the brown wool he had just thrown back. He picked it up and rubbed it between his fingers, the way Pear had done.
It is finer, he admitted.
Yes, but I don't need fine. I need wool that won't tear. Then stall 1 or stall 3, Unit said. Same price. Pick whichever stall is friendlier. The farmer thought. He looked at the 3 vendors. Mira at stall 1 was reading a small book and did not look up. Bran at stall 3 was talking very loudly to another customer. The old woman at stall 2 had not stopped knitting since the argument began. Stall 1, the farmer said. He walked over to Mira and bought 8 yards of brown wool for 8 coppers. The old woman put her knitting back up and smiled at Pear and Unit. You're very good at this, she said. It's our job, Pear said. All 3 prices were fair, Unit said. Once you reduce them to per yard, the comparison is honest. 2 of the per yard prices happen to be the same. The 3rd reflects a different grade. The farmer didn't see the grade. He just saw 3 different numbers. Most people just see the numbers, the old woman said. That's why the academy exists, Pear said gently. We teach kids to look past the numbers, to see what the numbers are about. A ratio is meaningless until you know what the second side is. A rate is meaningless until you reduce to a common per 1. We had to teach the farmer in 3 minutes what we usually teach kids over a year, Unit added. He'll get the per yard part now, Pear said. The grade part will take longer, but that's all right. The old woman picked her knitting back up. Thank you, she said. I make the finer wool because my daughter's hands cramp at the loom now. She works slower. The wool is better, but she sells less of it. People don't know what finer means.
Pear and Unit stayed a few more minutes. They bought a small length of the fine wool from the old woman, just so her mourning wasn't a loss. They split the cost. Then Pear remembered the butter she had come for. That evening, walking back to the academy together along the road, Pear said, I was thinking about Echo today.
Echo, your sister?
Yes. Unit did not say anything. He walked. She would have seen the 3 stalls the way we did, Pear said. She always saw the pear behind the thing. She saw the what goes with what.
Hmm?
I think Echo would have liked the academy.
I think she would have, Unit said.
I think she would have made a wonderful per 1 counter. Pear smiled. They walked on.
You know what the academy doesn't have? Pear said after a while. An ensemble lesson on this. On the 3 stalls thing. On the grade of the cloth problem. On how reducing to per 1 only works when the thing on each side is comparable.
Then we teach it next month, Unit said.
Kit 4. We'll write it together.
All right. They walked the rest of the way without speaking. The hills outside Loomley were very quiet at sunset.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Pear and Unit. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.